KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's clear and 26 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny today, a high of 52. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. In the news, a vehicle pulled over on Interstate 29 in Fremont County Thursday for driving erratically and with a flat tire was later found to have been carrying a loaded handgun and a loaded short-barreled shotgun, along with about 20 grams of marijuana. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office said the vehicle, driven by 43-year-old Justin J. Patrick of Grand Island, Nebraska, was pulled over in the area of I-29 and Highway 2. When deputies made contact with Patrick and were speaking with him, he allegedly attempted to grab a handgun concealed in the vehicle. He was placed under arrest without further incident and charged with assault on a police officer by using or displaying a weapon. Patrick faces additional charges that include OWI, two counts of carrying a concealed weapon, possession of an unauthorized offensive weapon, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was also cited for numerous traffic offenses. Justin Patrick remained in the Fremont County Jail this morning on $16,300 bond. The Iowa State Patrol says no injuries were reported following a collision Thursday evening on Interstate 29 in Pottawatomie County. Officials said southbound traffic was being divided by temporary reflective lane posts. A 2007 Chrysler Town & Country van driven by 27-year-old Ramana Ibrahim of Kansas City, Missouri, had entered a curve at about the 47.2-mile marker and went out of control. The van veered into the opposite lane and collided with a 2014 Dodge Ram pickup driven by 41-year-old Lawrence Curran of Trainer, as he was also rounding the curve traveling southbound. The pickup ran off the road and entered the north ditch while the van was pushed back into the northbound lane and became disabled. That accident happened around 5:45 p.m. A Pottawatomie County man avoided prison time, but not an almost $9,000 bill. The Daily Nonpareil reports 22-year-old Mark Wilkie Jr. of Oakland was sentenced Wednesday to 2 3-year prison terms after pleading guilty to an amended charge of operating a motor vehicle without the owner's consent, driving while barred, and operating a vehicle while intoxicated. It was his second OWI. Fourth District Judge Greg Stensland ordered the sentences to run consecutively, not concurrently, which means Wilkie will be on supervised probation for up to 6 years. The judge then suspended the sentence to allow Wilkie to make restitution to his victims. Assistant Pottawatomie County Attorney Dan Salvo McGinn said he believed the 6 years of supervised probation is a county record. Before Thursday, he said 5 years of supervised probation was the record length. If Judge Stensland had run the sentences together, Wilkie would have been on probation for 2 years. Stensland also suspended more than $3,000 in fines so that Wilkie can pay restitution to the victims as soon as possible. The judge said he rarely suspends a fine for an OWI, but he wants Wilkie to pay the victims back quickly. Salvo McGinn said Wilkie owes a little more than $8,661 to the victims. At around 4:30 a.m. on May the 24th, while intoxicated, Wilkie Jr. stole a 2014 Chrysler car and hit a minivan at a high rate of speed. Before he came to stop, Wilkie hit two parked cars in the side of a house on the 3500 block of Avenue A. During the plea and sentencing hearing, he apologized for the damage he did to the house and vehicles. Wilkie will need to remain sober and stay out of trouble with the law for 6 years to avoid violating the terms of his probation. He could still do prison time as well as pay fines if he fails to meet the stipulations of his probation. And when Wilkie pays back the victims, he can ask for an early end to his probation. His attorney, public defender Jennifer Soldberg, told the court that Wilkie had been trying to pay $200 a month to the victims out of his paychecks from Casey's General Store. After being released on July the 20th, Wilkie left Council Bluffs for Oakland to live with his mother. Soldberg said Wilkie would likely to pay more, but he has struggled to find full-time work and her client can't drive due to his driving record. Wilkie did serve 56 days in the Pottawatomie County Jail for the charges before being released on July the 20th after agreeing to plead guilty. And U.S. District Court Judge John Jarvie this week sentenced an Audubon County man to nearly 6 years in prison on a drug charge. 50-year-old Randy Mark Henricks of Exira was required to serve 70 months in prison for conspiring to distribute methamphetamine. Henricks will also be required to serve a 3-year term of supervised release following his release from imprisonment. He pled guilty August the 6th to the charge and admitted that he participated in a conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine in the Southern District of Iowa, beginning as early as June of 2004 and continuing through August of that year. The charge was the result of an investigation by law enforcement of drug trafficking that occurred both in Omaha and in Exira. In the funeral announcements, Ruth Linton, age 96, of Harlan, died November the 11th. Funeral services for Ruth Linton will be held today at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Albert Ty Frederick, age 91, of Erling, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Ty Frederick will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Vernon Sanbothy, age 82, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial for Vernon Sanbothy will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Joan Jo Maxine Miller, age 84, of Avoca, died Wednesday. Celebration of life service for Jo Miller will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Jan Thiessen, age 49, of Johnston and formerly of Elkhorn, died Wednesday. A memorial service for Jan Thiessen will be at noon on Saturday at the McLaren's Rest Haven Chapel in West Des Moines. William P. Oliver, age 64, of Adair, died October 21st. Memorial services for William Oliver will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care has arrangements. Delmar Gustafson, age 67, of Adair, died Thursday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Delmar Gustafson will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. And Rosemary Ann Storm, age 57, of Audubon, died Wednesday. In accordance with her wishes, cremation for Rosemary Storm has taken place and private family services have taken place as well, with no other services planned at this time. Hockenberry Family Care in Audubon has the arrangements. That is a check of the news brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.